Words from John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. I love that last phrase. In fact, in Joy to the World, he rules the world with truth and grace. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus, full of grace and truth. A bishop once said that this is how we need to be. Christians, full of grace and truth. Or because he was a bit posh, he said G&T Christians. That was how he thought of it. I think he was partial to a gin and tonic occasionally. But what does that mean? Full of grace and truth. And how can we be like that at Christmas time? Grace doesn't mean sort of floating effortlessly like a swan. That's swimming gracefully. Grace is actually a Bible word describing the love and power of God in our lives. A preacher cleverly said it stands for God reaching all Christians everywhere, G-R-A-C-E, God reaching all Christians everywhere. And we see grace in Jesus, in his life of teaching and healing and miracles, his life of giving and caring for others. And most of all, we see it when he willingly laid down his life on the cross. And that's how we need to live too, loving, caring, being like Jesus towards the poor, the difficult people, even our enemies, generous, caring, loving, merciful, forgiving, welcoming and including people who are not like us, the migrants and the refugees, the homeless street people, the gay and trans people, children and old people, invalids and cripples, alcoholics and drug addicts, being kind and caring to those that society turns away from, the people in real need. Jesus seemed to spend his time with prostitutes and criminals, that dodgy lot that nobody wanted. They are God's children too. But if we leave it there, you might think that was a bit limp and wet, being a doormat for other people to walk over. Woolly means warm and cuddly, but also vague and hard to pin down. The other half is truth. Grace and truth. Truth is a word that's a bit easier to understand, isn't it? Although, like grace, it's going a bit out of fashion today. Donald Trump and friends talk about their alternative truth, which seems nothing like truth at all. Hillary Clinton was accused of lying on oath, and she replied, "I misspoke." Buckingham Palace responded to Harry and Meghan's accusations by saying, "Our recollections may differ." Jesus was not afraid to speak truth, even when it was not comfortable. One rich young man claimed that he'd always obeyed the Ten Commandments from his youth. Jesus gently put his finger on the problem when he replied, "One thing you lack, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me." Jesus didn't hold back in speaking truth to the Pharisees. He called them blind guides, leading others to hell. He told them they were like whitewashed tombstones, looking clean and beautiful on the outside, but in the inside, full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. The prostitutes and the criminals were under no illusions about how they ought to live. They could see it in Jesus, and they knew their lives had to change. God loves you as you are and accepts you just the way you are. But he loves you too much to leave you the way you are. God is in the business of transforming people, changing the failings of our human nature so that we become more like Jesus. Some people find it's all too much and they can't cope with it. They love the mess they're in. They're not willing to change. Well, that's their choice. Perhaps they don't even admit they're in a mess at all. When we encounter Jesus, we all make our choice whether to follow him or whether to turn away. It's the biggest choice we ever make in life because it sets our direction for eternity. Both grace and truth are seen at their utmost in the life of Jesus. If we lack grace, then we're likely to produce lists of rules and focus on judging people against them. If we lack truth, then we're likely to wander off the straight and narrow and look for other ways towards God and salvation. But in truth, Jesus is the only way. And if you want grace, then fill your life with Jesus. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, Jesus, full of grace and truth. So will you follow Jesus, living full of grace and truth? Will you be like him? Christmas begins with Christ. At Christmas time, God calls you to follow Jesus.